everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
The look is formidable, the pen ready, and the commentary cutting in a good way. Add humorous, incisive, winsome, and witty, and you have all the hallmarks of a great read, at the very least, and terrific conservative commentary at its best. In short, an Amazon number one bestseller entitled The Woking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Culture. And why? Because it's truth, as you will soon hear. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome to Testimony, a great joy and honor, renowned media maven, cultural commentator, and thought leader, and I would add, quote, the producer with the goods, giving you the greats, end quote, in media, government, arts and entertainment, and now number one best-selling author of his latest must-read, The Woking Dead, which we will talk about today. Please welcome founder and CEO of Publius PR, Mr. A.J. Rice. Mr. Rice, A.J. Sir, welcome to Testimony.
Well, thank you. That was quite the build-up. I really appreciate it. I hope I live up to all of that.
Well, you certainly will, and it's great to have you here today. A.J., you and I first connected with the booking of many of the guests your firm represents, some of which include Judge Jeanine Pirro, a recent testimony guest, Senator Marsha Blackburn, Pastor Paula White, Brigadier General Robert Spalding, just to name a few, not to mention having executive produced some of media's leading ladies, including Monica Crowley and Laura Ingraham of Fox News, who had this to say about your latest great read. And I quote in part, quote, AJ unleashes a must-read takedown of the cultural and political forces rampaging across America and a sharp, incisive primer on how we can defeat them. End quote. And my personal favorite, always a joy, the incomparable Judge Jeanine Pirro, who gave the following endorsement, and I quote, having worked with A.J. Rice on many of my own projects, I know him to be astute, no-nonsense, and on point. Stop what you're doing right now and pick up a copy of The Woking Dead, as well as Fox's own Pete Hegseth, and I quote in part, a coal miner in the conservative trenches for patriotic projects, including my own. It's about time America found out what is on his mind. That said, A.J. Rice, in our brief time here today, would you share with our listeners a little bit about you, your early beginnings, career path, and the faith it has taken to keep you there? A.J. Rice, please tell us that story.
Absolutely. And it's really an honor to speak to your audience. They're an audience of patriots. They love their country and their faith. So it is, once again, an honor to be here. I was raised by a tough woman. She's a medical doctor. She's Irish. She went to medical school in the 70s, and a lot of women weren't even being accepted. So she was tough. She was tough. She became a radiologist, breast cancer doctor. Retired pretty much on the day Obamacare passed, but that's a discussion for another day. But I've been around some tough women, women that love the country, women that fight for the little guy, and people that don't, forget their roots. Laura Ingraham's mother, worked at a diner, to get her to go through, she went to Dartmouth, went to UVA law school. There's many women I've worked with over the years. You named some, Monica Crowley. I worked with Tammy Bruce briefly when I was a producer of radio shows as well. So I'm from Philadelphia. All the Philadelphia stereotypes aside, they're all true. but look, we invented America. A bunch of guys gathered and committed treason for this glorious experiment that we are all sort of enjoying today. And one of the reasons I wrote The Woking Dead was that there appears to be generations on the move that may not really know that story or care or even think it was that great. Now, I'm a millennial, but I'm an older millennial. I'm a geriatric millennial, but a millennial nonetheless. And I was born, during the 80s. I remember a time before we were all staring at our phones. I remember a time when you wanted to watch a movie, you had to get in your car and drive somewhere to rent one. So I'm not trying to, be kind, rewind here, but I'm not trying to be like the old guy that's complaining about those pesky kids. But one of the reasons the book exists is because I believe the youth have been captured by wokeism. Now, wokeism comes in many shades, in many flavors. It's like Baskin and Robbins, right? There's cancel culture. There's critical race theory. There's attacks on religion and free speech. There's a racial element to it where, we're gonna go through history and find all the sinners and somehow use today's standards to crucify people in the past. So I wanted to push back on this because most of the book was written during the pandemic lockdown. And it dawned on me that the true virus, which Elon Musk has recently called the mind virus, is wokeism. The thing that was damaging us way more than any virus from China was that when the government had us locked down, the youth were having this stuff slow pumped into them because the children were home from school. They were all doing virtual things. I mean, they're already on their phones too much and on the tablets too much. And whether it's your sports or your entertainment or us being forced to watch protests post George Floyd, even though we couldn't go see grandma anymore, at Thanksgiving or go to prom or go to a basketball game, and then statues were being torn down. So I had to write something, and the book is an easy read. It's fun. I lead with humor. I bring some levity to some serious things. But at the end of the day, that's really the definition of comedy, is transferring, horror into humor.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to A.J. Rice, author of his latest must-read, The Woking Dead. A.J., you've answered many of my questions already in our brief time here today. You've written some brilliant op-eds, my view, that can only come from being abreast of a plethora of news and newsmakers, namely Victor Davis Hanson, Newt Gingrich, Donald Trump Jr., and others whom you also represent from a public relations standpoint. That said, from your perspective, talk about what it takes to truly opine and in a way that makes the medicine of truth go down, and effectively so. Case in point, Joan Rivers, whom you write about in your epilogue.
Yeah, look, the epilogue of the book is called What Would Joan Rivers Do? Now, obviously, I was a huge fan of Joan. And a lot of people, they write about what Reagan would do or Churchill would do or Trump would do. But the A.J. Rice style is to ask something a little bit different. And what an American original she was. What an iconoclast. What a classy and yet biting satirical wit she had. And she was friends with the former president. She won Celebrity Apprentice. I believe she might have been the last winner before he ran for president. I believe he attended her funeral. He's friends with Melissa, her daughter. But look, I try to take different perspectives and overlay them with what we're dealing with every day in the culture. One of my mentors was Andrew Breitbart. I was a huge fan of Rush Limbaugh. And they basically always said that, the American people, they swim downstream from culture. Rush used to say you can have way more of an effect hanging a joke on someone than opining with some Aristotelian logic. I'm trying to bring something different to, the conservative dialogue. I am a publicist, so I'm kind of a unique creature where I'm in front of the curtain and I'm behind the curtain. And that's really one of the reasons why I wrote the book, is that nobody wants a coach who hasn't played the game. So I thought to myself, maybe I'll step out from behind the curtain like the Wizard of Oz. And sort of put my own thoughts down and have a little fun along the way.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, again, you're listening to Amazon number one best-selling author, A.J. Rice, CEO of Publius PR. The Woking Dead is divided into 10 sections that make it easy to digest, discuss, and disseminate, which you briefly alluded to. Charge of the MAGA Brigade, the Laboratories of Dysfunction, China's Dress Rehearsal, Left-Wing Cerebus, Tech, Media, and Academia, just to name a few, and Living and Dying in Hollywood, where you highlight the hypocrisy, but also the authenticity, namely actor Mark Wahlberg. Can you explain?
I believe that in order to keep the young people from being captured and the next generation, you have to engage in it and you have to speak with them. I mean, look, I can quote William F. Buckley Jr. and Hannah Arendt and Shakespeare all day long. But in some ways, you have to play on the playing field that has been set up by our culture. So don't concede it. Don't give them an inch. Go into it. One of the things that you've zeroed in on, and it's not just Wahlberg, it's guys like Chris Pratt, who's married to Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter. These are men of faith. These are men of faith that make Hollywood a lot of money. So they've been able to sort of navigate some of the biases against Christianity and Judaism in Hollywood and still make big-time blockbuster movies and pretty much remain unscathed. I mean, Chris Pratt got up at one of these Disney days and was supposed to introduce some people and give a speech. He started out with a prayer, and I swear, I think half of Disney's audience almost had a heart attack when he did that. They had never heard such a thing. So
right.
Look, it doesn't get pointed out enough, and we wanted to do that in the book.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to media maven, star whisperer, and critical thought leader, A.J. Rice, founder and CEO of Publius PR, and author of his Amazon number one best-selling, The Woking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture. You can learn more about A.J.'s work, mission, and more by visiting PubliusPR.com. That's PubliusPR.com. And get his book at WokingDeadBook.com and Amazon.com. You will be inspired, informed, and given great hope that you too can live amongst the Woking Dead without succumbing to them. AJ, Mr. Rice, sir, what a joy bringing your voice to testimony for such a time as this. Your latest great read, The Woking Dead, is a powerhouse of verbal prose on issues that concern us all. I'm reminded of the scripture in Hosea 4:6 that states, and I quote, "My people perish for lack of knowledge," end quote. Well, not on your watch. And not on mine. Your brilliance in putting into words what most only deign to think is a masterclass in communication, my view, and a clarion call to, yes, wake up the dead, give light to the living, and in the end, glory to God for the gift you've been given. We thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. It's been an honor. God bless the audience.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JENSINEBARD.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.